Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with David James. That's me. I'm me, and you're you, and that's just the way it is. I'm me, and you're you. We wouldn't have it any other way, would we? Well, Disney has been in the news again and again, and it's getting really crazy what's been going on and what is still going on. The material we're looking at is from the 90s, from the book Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. And of course, I've had to change the word to Jewluminati. We're not going to make any pretenses that they don't practice Judaism or anything like that. These people are filthy Antichrist Jews, period. Yes, there's some white traitors that play along too. Yes, there are. So we left off last week with Disney and the government, and we found, of course, that they've been involved with the FBI, the mob, and the CIA, and, you know, the Council of Nine, and all kinds of filthiness. The network, it's called. And we left off here where it says that they didn't let Premier Nikita Khrushchev, they denied him a visit to Disneyland, and it was due to security considerations, quote-unquote, when he was visiting the U.S. in September of 1959. Khrushchev, reading from the article, obviously had his own security working in tandem with the American security, and the intelligence people, for whatever reasons, didn't want the complication of these Russians going to a major programming site. Some powerful military men have been connected to Disney films. Two former commanding officers of the USS Alabama nuclear sub were technical advisors for the Disney film Crimson Tide. Walt Disney was tied to the U.S. government, and recent disclosures show that he was tied to the FBI. Walt used his FBI connection to destroy the lifeline of Art Babbitt. Hey, Babbitt! Who had led the strike against Disney in 1940. Babbitt found that everything he attempted in life after the strike was ruined by some hidden power. Was Walt part of naval intelligence attached to the FBI? Was he part of the FBI that is involved with child procurement and mind control? In the 1950s, the Jew Illuminati began organizing covens, get it, covens, on the West Coast and began solidifying their power. This comes from several independent sources. Likewise, it's clear that Disney didn't have the clout in 1953 with local governments that it does today. Walt Disney was unsuccessful when he tried to get permission from the city of Los Angeles in the Burbank City Council for the construction of Disneyland, called Disneylandia at the time, in the Burbank area. One Burbank councilman told Walt, "We don't want any carny atmosphere in Burbank." Inconsistently, within a few years, they gave permission to Universal to build an amusement park in Burbank, which opened in 1964. Disney then asked the Stanford Research Institute to locate a spot for Disneylandia, or Disneyland, which it's now called, which they found at Anaheim. In recent years, Disney decided they wanted to build another amusement park called California Adventure across from Disneyland. In order to do so, the interstate highway will have to have changes in the Anaheim City Council needed to approve the large 55-acre expansion. In contrast to the Burbank City Council in 1953, Anaheim's City Council was enthusiastic about the expansion in spite of lots of local opposition. I said spots, it was lots. The locals complained at council meetings to the city council that the city had no business going hundreds of millions of dollars into debt to help a corporate giant. Anaheim will issue $400 million in bonds. Locals also raised concerns that the public school system in Anaheim is stressed to the breaking point where they are considering going to half days, and that Disney Corporation should give as much consideration for the school children of Anaheim as they do for their amusement park. Disneyland's president, Paul Pressler, bragged about Disney's new California Adventure amusement park. Disney's California Adventure is really a celebration of the fun, the beauty, and people, and the accomplishments of this magical state. We really have set out to try to capture a bit of what California Dream is all about. The California Dream. If the California Dream is anything like the American Dream, I would say you'd have to be asleep to enjoy it. Sounds like the dream is to be wealthy and to control people. The elite would rather give us bread and circus than an education. Yes, you can see that's obvious, right? See, I heard this song by Ronnie Lane, and he says, "I keep my dreams in bed now where they belong." And I have to agree, or I put my dreams to bed now, he says, where they belong. So in other words, forget about your American dream and California dream or your dreams that the devil and his minions have given you. Just obey the Father instead. Put your dreams to bed now where they belong. So the Dragnet films were done in part of at Disney Studios. In an office memo from the 66 new L.A. SAC FBI agent to Hoover, 12-16-54, which was obtained via the Freedom of Information Act, the typed memo states, "Mr. Disney has volunteered representatives of this office complete access to the facilities in Disneyland for use in connection with official matters. Historically, we now know that Disney's use for official matters, quote-unquote, included mind control. Let me say a little bit about the corporations. You see, the corporations are part of the kingdoms of the world, like the religions are the kingdoms of the world, like the governments are the kingdoms of the world. And these corporations have no loyalty to you, dear white American. Their loyalty is to the Jew, the devil, and money. And not necessarily in that order. And let me tell you, it's obvious that they have betrayed us at every turn. The way I described this to somebody was, I've even said it in shows before, is these companies need you and I in the beginning. And we feed these beasts until they come to the point where they no longer care about what you need or what you think or care about you at all. They get big enough to begin to swallow you and begin to dish you and begin to treat you in not the fashion they did at the beginning. Let's just put it that way. And eventually they'll swallow you. It's a problem. We've seen this so many times. John Deere is one of the newest ones. You know, they passed some law that you can't fix your own tractors. Now nobody, you know, the American people were loyal to John Deere tractors. And everyone's selling them now. There are some that will always remain faithful. But there's lots and lots and lots of them for sale, and I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. So you see that this is betrayal. You see that Disney created a wholesome atmosphere and a wholesome image for themselves through the Jewish-run media. And this was to be a blessing to children. But it's really not a blessing. It's a honey trap. To trap children in and to program their minds, you understand? Now, listen, I'm sorry I'm not reading the article, but I have to explain these things. It's a honey trap. The families and children go there on their vacation. You know, they don't get much vacation, and when you have a vacation, you want to spend it in a place that seems relatively important to you. This is an important time. This might be your only vacation of the year. And to be abused, used, and destroyed by a corporation like this is inconceivable. It's just like the government says. They say they're there to protect you. They want to protect you in all things. But really what they do is they destroy you. Like Disney's there to be a blessing to the children, but really they're going to destroy the children. As many as they possibly can. Can you imagine that even the corporations need to participate in this stuff? Because the Jews, of course, you see that Disney has just put out its first cartoon with a male kissing a male. And this is progress to them. But it's not progress to you and I. As a matter of fact, it makes people very angry. And the more they shove this stuff down your throat, the less you want to swallow it. because you can feel the forcing of it. You know, our people, they will scrutinize everything I say, everything I do, everything I think, you know, but they'll swallow the whole camel that the Jew gives them. They'll strain at a gnat and swallow a whole camel. You strain at a gnat and you swallow the camel. You see what I mean? And that's just how it is, too. The littlest thing they'll strain over, the small, a gnat is barely, I mean, it's so tiny, it's ridiculous. So they'll strain at something like that and say, well, you know, I agree with everything else you say, but there's this one little thing that's just really bothering me. I'm not really seeing much of this. I'm just, except the numbers thing, that bothers a couple of people. But they'll strain at something like that. They could agree with 99% of what you say, but there's just this little thing they're straining at. But the Jew, they just believe everything the Jew says. They swallow the whole camel right down. And I find that to be amazing. So they're involved in mind control. And that's what the next chapter is, the next part of this is J. Disney and mind control. So we're in the article again. Once the reader is familiar with the programming scripts, the reader merely needs to watch the Disney Adventures in Wonderland, quote unquote, that come on TV in the morning to see Disney mind control at work. Within a few minutes one morning, this author had seen a white rabbit create a world in your mind, quote unquote. The quote is what the show said. With a ring, watched Alice go through the mirrors, watched a white rabbit, the programmer, read a book to a little girl, and the TV listener be told by the show, the white rabbit is our only hope, quote unquote. The deeper altars of the Jewluminati slaves, who are programmed for espionage, for spying and blackmail, and seduction and assassination, are given programming to live in a fantasy world. They never touch base with reality. Much of this type of programming has gone on at Disneyland. Disneyland visitors are taken in a boat where dolls sing around the world theme song. It's a small, small world, quote unquote. These doll world parts of the amusement parks are used for programming, assassination, and espionage altars. The song and dolls play important roles in these alter mind control programming. These alters, their mind control programming. Some slaves at around age 19, there it is again, have this type of programming tested to make sure it is solidly in place. The song, It's a Small World, quote unquote, was composed by the Sherman Brothers for Disney, originally as a theme song for a ride at the 63 through 65 New York World's Fair. The Sherman Brothers were talent that Disney discovered. Remember Barbie Sherman? I remember that. I don't know how talented they were, but I heard of them. They were born in New York City and both graduated from Beverly Hills High School. They wrote Disney songs for at least 29 films, 2 and 9 is 11. Mind control slaves who repeatedly bump into each other, but don't know why, will be found saying, it's a small, small world, quote unquote. Both rituals and programming go on at Disney amusement parks during both the day and night. Stephen Rockefeller and Walt Disney traveled and spent time together with Dr. Hadley Cantrill, an establishment expert on human behavior. See, there once was a time of islands, illusions, and Rockefellers. New York, Harcourt Brace Jovanovich, 1975. So it's a book. There was once a time of islands, illusions, and Rockefellers. When Walt Disney began Walt Disney World, he sent Card Walker to the Florida, or Jurida, right, capital to request quid pro quo. And the governor gave it to Disney. What that meant is Disney's property in Florida was totally controlled under Disney's jurisdiction. They had their own laws, their own police force, their own hospitals, their own tax rate. No outside authority would interfere with Disney's jurisdiction. Disney World's finances would be untouchable and out of sight by the state of Florida. Never had so much power been given away. Well, it's that same way for the Freemasonic lodges within your cities and state. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no jurisdiction in the lodges. No outside jurisdiction. Disney amusement parks, well, let me say this again. Never had so much power been given away. Disney World became its own crime syndicate within the syndicate. Disney amusement parks are like a city within a city. They have their own security forces, and the local police allow Disney security forces to take care of their turf. Disney has their own policies, laws. Some of the security forces can be identified in plain clothes with clean cut hairstyles and have communication devices. The security forces have a headquarters room where the TV monitors display live the exit points at Disney as well as other locations. America's Most Wanted has a fairly large file on children who have been kidnapped at the Disney amusement parks. Did you hear that? Children have been kidnapped at these Disney amusement parks. And I believe there's around 300,000 children in America that disappear every year. One mother who got separated from her child when getting off the train frantically told a guard her child was missing. The guard took her to the monitor room where they saw the kidnapper carry the child out of the park with the boy slumped over his shoulder. In that short of amount of time, the kidnapper had drugged the child, cut his hair different, and put a different shirt on him. This anecdote was mentioned in the Inside the Mouse, this must be a book about Disneyland, Inside the Mouse, page 52. As written before, white slavery is part of what Disney is all about. Did you just hear that? Now, you know that the Jews are into white slavery and that they sell white women in Israel today. You do know that, right? While they claim that Americans are slave owners and need to give reparations to the Groids. You see, they're the biggest hypocrites on the planet. They always have been. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, called them hypocrites because he knew what they were. They haven't changed since then, and they were that before then. So, very interesting. This mother was one of the fortunate few who did manage to find their kidnapped children. An insider states that the Disney police are definitely part of these moving and abusing innocent children brought in for occult rituals. Let me read that again. An insider states that Disney police are definitely part of those moving and abusing innocent children brought in for occult rituals. In addition, after all, it is the Magic Kingdom, is it not? What does the Father tell you about wizards in the scriptures? I've read it several times, right? And you're playing with this Magic Kingdom with its wizards and its, you know, Mickey Mouse has a wand with an Edomite star at the end of it. In addition, the Disney security forces spy on their own employees. Employees do not enter the theme parks like the visitors, nor do they move around like the visitors. They have underground tunnels and underground entrances and facilities for that. One victim of total mind control mentioned that a tunnel entrance was at the Matterhorn Mountain of Disneyland. The Matterhorn was opened by Walt and his good friend Richard Nixon, who rode in on the first car down the mountain. The Disney Productions has given the Jewilluminati the cover to bring together illusionists, magicians, and special effects artists without anybody being suspicious. Let me stop about that. I talked to you about these magicians before, and that they are antichrist. They're trying to replace Christ. They all want to be Christ. And they have given their souls to be able to do this magic. So these are devils, very demonically possessed people, self-admittedly, by the way. And they want them in front of your children. So Disney has given the Jewilluminati cover to bring together illusionists, magicians, and special effects artists without anybody being suspicious. Some of these men were able to apply their talents towards programming children. Who would do something like that but a devil or a Jew, which is a devil, or a traitor of our race, which is a devil? Who would do something like that? Or a child toucher, right? Who are all devils. It's incredible. So they were able to use their talents towards programming children. As an example of their talents, Disney special effects artists were able to create 16 realistic-looking cadavers. Example of their talents. They made these 16 realistic-looking cadavers for the film Gross Anatomy in 1989. Walt Disney Incorporated has teamed up with Los Alamos and Sandia Labs, two other groups which are heavily involved in mind control and people control, to develop body scans, branding, and access codes for the visitors to Disney's theme parks. Each of the Disney theme parks, such as Disneyland, Disney World, Euro Disney, etc., have vast underground facilities. These underground facilities allow many of the workers to get to the ride areas via underground passages. Each theme facility also has a vast infrastructure underground in order to maintain it. The underground areas contain wardrobe design and repair units, fitting rooms, restrooms, cafeterias, security units, computers, freight ramps, utility encasements, and large connecting tunnels. The underground areas also have programming rooms. They have their own power plants and water systems and their own police force. Disney employs 71,000 people at several locations. Tone recent TV show used the figure 40,000 Disney employees. People are coming and going 24 hours at a time at the Disney theme parks. Three shifts keep up the 24-hour business. The night crews maintain and repair the parks for thousands of people that will soon arrive in the morning. Disneyland makes a natural prop for carrying out mind control. You got to think that if they've got all these tunnels, and at nighttime especially, many of the children that are going missing in this country are going missing in these types of things, right? The items they sell are also natural props, such as Goofy Watch for $19.95, which has hands that move backward to confuse a slave as to what time it is. Was Walt Disney aware of how Disneyland was used for programming? There is no doubt. Disney lived much of nights at Disneyland and had an apartment at the firehouse near the train station on Main Street. At night, if he was not doing anything else, he'd roam the grounds of Disneyland scribbling notes on his own distinctive blue paper. which he'd leave for workers to follow the next day. The notes would say such things as, "Replace these flowers," or "Move that bench." Prince of the Magic Kingdom, page 25. Walt Disney knew everything that went on in his Magic Kingdom, the Epcot Center, and the Disney amusement parks market all kinds of occult triggers, including crystals, rainbows, wizards, etc., that reinforce the programming. The Epcot Center has two glass pyramids along its journey into imagination, quote-unquote. Remember I said, leave your dreams, put your dreams to bed now, where they belong? Well, Disney says no. Let's start your journey into imagination, into your dreams. Disney World has the island of Atlantis on its sub-tour. Fantasyland is one of the most used tours of Disneyland for mind control purposes. It has carousels, merry music, an incredible castle, boat rides, storybook characters, etc. Sleeping Beauty Castle, with its blue turrets and gold spires, is the central visual object of Disneyland. You cross the drawbridge to get into it. Inside Fantasyland are Jewilluminati programming sites, such as the Mad Hatter teacups, the King Arthur carousel horses, and Snow White's forest. In the far corner of Disneyland's New Orleans Square is the Haunted Mansion. This mansion is designed to frighten and scare. It has an ingenious design and many special effects and illusions. Realistic ghosts, a screeching raven, howling voices, and other scary things that welcome the visitor. Life-size holograms are created at the Haunted Mansion and dance in sync with the music and then fade out at certain points. There is a hologram of a woman's head in a crystal ball who chatters nonstop. A real good laugh for the programmers of a little child. When you are toward the end, you will have a chance to look into the mirror where a hologram ghost will nestle up beside you. Star Speeder is another great programming location at Disneyland. It was the creation of George Lucas, you know who that is, and the Disney Imagineers. The technology is borrowed from Star Wars and is similar to flight simulators used by the military to train pilots. Disneyland Hotel offers character breakfasts where children eat breakfast with Disney characters to people who make special arrangements. U.S. Special Forces, which carries out mind control, owns two hotels near Disney World, and the Mormons have one also. Knott's Berry Farm, with its ghost town, amusement park, and its Charlie Brown themes and characters, is near Disneyland. One of the Disney executives began one of the most horrible trauma-based mind control programming centers in Los Angeles called Magic Castle, a comedy warehouse. This trauma center had horrible torture chambers. Children were brought in from South and Central America to be programmed at the Magic Castle. A brave L.A. policeman exposed the place, for which he lost his job, and eventually was able to get the site closed. One of Disney's recent ventures in their Disney Institute, which Newsweek labeled the Disneyland of the Mind, quote-unquote, Newsweek, March 4th, 1996, page 61, a private club called 33, I talked about this before, at Disneyland, located upstairs in the New Orleans Square, is believed to be involved in mind control. 33, Club 33. Cubs Den supervises children's activities at the Wilderness Lodge Resort at Walt Disney World. At Disney MGM Studios, the major attraction is the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Guests take a strange, scary trip through the hotel where guests are finally sent into an elevator that drops out of control 13 stories. The ride has been advertised on TV. Disneyland now has a temple to the Forbidden Eye. Unbelievable. Which is simply a temple to the all-seeing eye, the Juluminati symbol. Visitors who have the patience to wait in line can strap themselves in for a ride that's like a jackhammer that jars the rider through a temple filled with snakes, rats, and mummies. That's what our world is filled with. Snakes, rats, and mummies. And let me explain that to you. Jews, and the walking dead men of our race. The world is filled with them. You know, the zombies. One aerobics teacher couldn't walk for 3 days after the jarring ride, which comes across as hokey. The experience is more traumatizing than fun, but then maybe that's what is intended. Disneyland's vacations for the elite. Now, let's just take a second or two here. I'm going to take a sip of water before we continue. More like five sips. Years ago, this author's newsletters exposed Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, as the watering hole for the power elite, including retired generals and admirals, and a site for the elite's Renaissance weekend meat market, quote-unquote. Remember that at one time, Hilton Head Island was private, with imported alligators in the water around it. A person was only allowed on the island by going through the security gates with a clearance. In a later newsletter, Disney's Hilton Head Island resort was mentioned. The resort, built by Disney Vacation Development Incorporated, is located on a 15-acre private island linked to the Hilton Head Island by a narrow bridge. Members to the Disneyland Vacation Club can exchange time for vacations at Disney and other resorts around the world. Memberships cost a minimum of $9,412. Yeah. Melodyland. Right smack across from the entrance to Disneyland is the Assembly of God's Melodyland Christian Center, the birthplace of 10 Trinity Broadcasting Network. The Assembly of God denomination has been heavily infiltrated by the Juluminati and has been heavily used as a front for programmed slaves. Paul Crouch, who's a queer, I believe, if I remember correctly, president of Trinity Broadcasting Systems Incorporated, was affiliated with Melodyland in 1973 when TBS was getting started. At the time, Melodyland was a rich, heavily infiltrated charismatic church, with its share of program multiples. In 1973, closet homosexual minister Jim Baker and his wife Tammy Faye, a program multiple, were with Paul Crouch in Anaheim at Melodyland. Paul Crouch had been the assistant pastor of Baker's home church in Muskegon, Michigan. Crouch's right-hand man was Alexander Valderrama, a charismatic Roman Catholic. TBS used an abandoned military base as their TV complex, using hangars as studios. In the early 70s, ABC put Baker and Crouch's early shows on their affiliate stations on Sunday morning. Baker had already gotten his career kicked off with the Juluminatus Pat Robertson, another filthy, dirty. You know, the name Robertson often is a Jew name, too. Roberts is itself, never mind Robert's son. Okay, just wanted you to know that. So, the 700 Club, I wonder what the significance of the 700, the number of the 700 Club is, I really do. Jim Baker split and went to the East Coast. To help Baker with his money, Bill Perkins, who had been a financial analyst for the World Order's mind control research at Sandia National Labs in Livermore, came to help Baker run his ministry finances. I wonder if Billy's a Jew, just like Judas. Judas. Yeah. The only Edomite in the 12 disciples, the only one who wasn't a white man was Judas. And he was the one that held the purse. In other words, he did what this Bill Perkins was doing for Jim Baker. Later, televangelist Baker began building Heritage USA, which was to be a big money resort. Baker hired people who had worked for Disney to construct Heritage USA. Baker studied Disneyland, Disney World, and other Disney places as a model for Heritage USA. After Disney World opened in Florida, Jim Baker was a regular visitor to it. Heritage USA's Fort Heritage was modeled after Disney's Fort Wilderness. Main Street was modeled after the Magic Kingdom's Main Street, and Disney's wrought iron fencing was also copied. Most people are aware of Jim Baker's $265,000 payoff to Jessica Hahn, the Jewess, to keep her sexual services to him a secret. His longtime homosexual relationship with his right-hand man, David Taggart, and his prison sentence, James Orson, named after Orson Welles, Baker was from Muskegon, the same place that Kathy O'Brien, a freed mind control slave, came from. He was born premature and had some interesting family situations that make his family suspect. While Kathy O'Brien got programmed via the Catholics, are you listening, Catholics? While Kathy O'Brien got programmed via the Catholics, Jim was part of another denomination which also was into programming, the Charismatic Assemblies of God. His grandfather, who lived next door to him and where Jim spent much of his childhood time, was popularly known as the Huckster, quote-unquote, and named Kingfish after the manipulative character on Amos and Andy. Now, let's find out what a huckster is. I think you know what it is, but let's look it up. So this is his grandfather who lived next door to him where Jim... So his grandfather was known as the huckster. Let's see what the huckster... Yep, let's see. A person who sells small items, either door-to-door, from a stall or a small store. Sounds like a Jewish merchant, doesn't it? Like from a suitcase? To promote or sell something, typically a product of questionable value. A peddler. A hawker. Are the other words that go with that. So in other words, somebody that sells you a bunch of garbage. I would say that Walmart's guilty of that somewhat. Chinese goods are really questionable, if you know what I mean. And I know you do. So he was also named Kingfish after the manipulative character on Amos and Andy. Tammy, his wife, grew up in International Falls, Minnesota, in poverty, in the home of her stepfather and mother. Besides having a shopping demon, quote-unquote, she has had her shame of phobias and mental problems and can be expected, and as can be expected, from someone who has to suffer through programming. It would be worth pointing out who has come to Jim Baker's rescue when he was under attack. For instance, on Thursday, October 1984, when Jim was under attack, Jim Baker's show had six people give endorsements and praise of Jim Baker. Those were Ronald Reagan, Dale Evans, I'll choose names, Oral Roberts, now I told you that's a Jew name, Robert Schuller, oh my goodness, you know that that's full of demons, right? Billy Graham, another Jew, and Rex Hubbard. Ronald Reagan is a liar, and he's Red Ronnie. Dale Evans, I believe, is possibly a Freemason. I'm not sure about that. Robert Schuller for sure is. Oral Roberts, I would say, is for sure. Billy Graham is a 33-degree Freemason, and I'm not sure about Rex Hubbard. Of those, this author knows... Oh, listen, I'm ahead of the curve again. This author knows for sure that all are Masons, except for Rex, who may or may not be. Robert Schuller, Billy Graham, and Oral Roberts are Christian ministers, quote-unquote, in other words, alleged, who participate in using and handling mind-control slaves. These three ministers all participate in secret satanic rituals. I hope you're listening. Oral Roberts. You get it? Billy Graham. Robert Schuller. These three ministers all participate in secret satanic rituals. Well, Robert Schuller is now getting a taste of the fire. The last few paragraphs have given only a sketchy picture of the intimate relationships between Disney mind control and the charismatic movement and its use of trauma-based total mind control. I wonder what you're thinking. I wonder what your thoughts are as I'm reading this all to you. I wonder if you're just saying, wow. Disneyana for the programmed and obsessed. For people who have been programmed with Disney programming and who are obsessed with Mickey Mouse and everything else about Disney, and for other people who just have the collecting spirit for Disney memorabilia, there is a group called Disneyana. Disneyana was organized in the 1980s and consists of people who are cult-like in their devotion to anything true Disney. Some of them, to express their own devotion outwardly, tattoo their bodies with Disney characters. This group holds their annual convention at the Contemporary Resort in Jurida. One Disneyana at the annual convention said, "We collect to keep the good feeling inside." Oh boy. Oh boy. You get that, right? We collect to keep the good feeling inside. Another, when interviewed, said, "This is why it's all about love," quote unquote. The author knows as a fact some of these men who are obsessed with Mickey Mouse and Disney items are programmed multiples. One of Kenneth Anger's occult friends has had the world's largest Mickey Mouse collection. Who is Kenneth Anger? Kenneth Anger, a member of LaVey's Magic Circle, and later his Church of Satan, is an occultist and an underground filmmaker. Yes, Jimmy Page was involved with Kenneth Anger, too. Kenneth Anger, he chose the last name Anger, was raised on the Wizard of Oz books. His biographer, Bill Landis, writes that the Oz books laid the groundwork for Ken's attraction to Crowley, the occultist, who would rework Rosicrucian thought into his own magical system. I hope you're listening and connecting. Ken was obsessed with Crowley's life and magic. As a child, Ken had danced with Shirley Temple in competition after she became a child star. Kenneth Anger loved the OTO's solar phallic region, which was also obsessed with Mickey Mouse. He spent part of his time studying his friend Mickey Mouse's collection, his friend's Mickey Mouse collection. Kenneth Anger did his casting for the film Lucifer Rising. This had to do with Jimmy Page, too. Lucifer Rising was the name of his film, you dig? By telling occult friends and acquaintances that they could live out their goddess or god power trip fantasies by acting for him. The British government's National Film Finance Corps fronted $15,000 for Lucifer Rising's production. The government. Famous occult musician Jimmy Page did the soundtrack gratis. Kenneth Anger acted as the film's Magus and made his Magus role resemble Mickey Mouse in the film Fantasia. The role Fantasia plays in mind control programming will follow as the last part of this chapter. Lucifer Rising, quote-unquote, also starts with Fantasia-type volcanoes. Another of his well-known films was Invocation of My Demon Brother, quote-unquote. Sounds like a very nice... Somebody was talking about how the Teflon rabbi was saying that another Teflon rabbi, well, another rabbi, but he's not Teflon, how he's the nicest, most gentle, kind man in the world. And I must say that this fella, Kenneth Anger, he's probably one of the most kind and nice and wonderful people in the world, too. I mean, after all, not just every day does somebody put out a movie called Lucifer Rising and Invocation of My Demon Brother. What great works this man has done, huh? I bet the world says, now here's a hero. The world is a very sick place, ladies and gentlemen. The world is ill. It's very sick, and it's in need of renewing by the Father. Now, I think I'm going to stop right here, and I can just talk for a little while to you about these things. But we're at mind-controlled features in Disney movies, and that's where we'll begin the next time. You know, Jimmy Page would claim that he has nothing to do with the devil, but he was bought the Boleskine mansion, which was Crowley's mansion, and he had his own occult bookstore and so on and so forth. And it appears that Jimmy Page, he's my favorite guitarist and all that, but he's not my favorite man, let's say. You know what I mean? I liked his work, but his work was a purpose to destroy. You know, when Robert Plant released the Dove into the audience, you must realize that in the occult, the white dove does not mean what it means in Christianity. It means destruction. And when he released the dove into the ocean, you know how they sing the song, The Ocean? Well, peoples are waters, and waters are people in the scriptures. And the audience resembles an ocean. He released the dove into the audience, which meant he released destruction to them. I saw this Judas Priest concert, and of course, think of the name of the band. And I didn't know years ago that the guy was a queer or anything like that. The guy who sings, he's quite a singer. And it was quite a band. But he was singing to the children in the audience. He was saying, I believe you're the devil's child. I believe you're the devil's child. This is the kind of stuff that goes on. Now, not all music bands are like that. But it's just insanity. What kind of people are they have to be people that are demon-possessed to do something like that, to wish this kind of destruction upon people. And yet they made great music. Led Zeppelin made great music. There's no doubt about it. And it was pure talent. I mean, each member was ultra-talented. But it's just these people become traitors, and they were born for destruction. There are some that are born to everlasting life, and there are some that are born to be destroyed. And as I was saying, Jimmy Page kind of looks like he might be race mixed. And when he was in school, I think he might be half Japanese, half white. And of course, that's another reason they would promote somebody like him, of course. But he also, just like Robert, married out of his race. So they're both race mixers. Remember Robert's son died, Karak, he named him. Well, his wife is not a white woman. And neither was Jimmy's recent wife. I guess he's got a new girlfriend now. But they're both race mixers. The other two weren't. And it's just crazy, man. It is crazy. Why would you want to marry somebody out of your race? I mean, I just can't even conceive it. I mean, even if you didn't know anything about anything at all, why would you want to marry somebody out of your race? The end of the James Bond legacy, or whatever you want to call it, the franchise, is over in my eyes. I really do like the James Bond, although I've told you that James Bond is a race mixer. James Bond is amoral. He has no morals, no real morals at all. So it was all glam and glitter and all this flash in the pan nonsense. And I told you that James Bond is a man of the world, which is the opposite of the man of the father. But I like those type of movies. But I will not watch it ever again. I mean, as far as anything new from it, because they've given 007 he's retired in the movie, and they've got this black woman who is now 007, but they're going to bring him out of retirement for the film. I'm done with it. Goodbye, James Bond. It's just as well. Goodbye. Like I always give at the end of the Rabbit Hole Radio Show, I give this advice. Don't go down the wrong hole.
They bring disgrace. A man without a face. The sands of time, they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. Lines that they tell.